The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
For Wednesday, November 17th, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Martha Dalton. Georgia Republican state lawmakers have released a proposed map redrawing the state's 14 congressional districts. WABE's political reporter Raul Bali has been at the state capitol all day and actually, you know, many days having conversations with lawmakers in both parties. He joined me earlier live from the state capitol for an update.
It's been an interesting day. It's been a day, Martha. A lot of looking at maps, looking up people's addresses, where they live, figuring out where people could run if they've been drawn out of a district. And we'll talk more about that in a second. But it's been an interesting day of names and rumors and gossip today, along with, you know, some people not very happy about these maps.
Sure. Well, let's talk about what's happened to some of these existing districts. Looking at Lucy McBath's district, what's going to happen with that? It's significantly changed. Is this going to pit her against Carolyn Bordeaux?
Yeah, so Congresswoman Lucy McBath's district right now includes like North DeKalb, North Fulton, Eastern Cobb. The proposed district that she has now has most of Cobb and North Fulton areas, takes out Northern DeKalb, adds Forsyth, Dawson, and Eastern Cherokee. So here's what that means, just to kind of break it down. The sixth district is projected to go from a district that President Joe Biden won with 56% of the vote to a district that former President Donald Trump would have won with 58% of the vote. So,
wow,
Martha, when it comes down to it, basically Congresswoman McBath must decide, is she going to try to run in this district, which is almost 60% Republican, or run in another district? And as you mentioned, one example could be running in the new 7th congressional district in Gwinnett, which is currently represented by her fellow Democrat, Carolyn Bordeaux.
Wow. It's bound to get interesting. It sounds like you've not had an uneventful day. So let's look at this map that came out today, because unlike the State House and Senate, a member of Congress doesn't have to live in the district they represent. So can you talk about that a little bit? How come?
That's just the way, you know, the law is written for federal elections, specifically for Congress. You don't have to live in the district that you represent. We have a number of Congress people who don't live in the district that they represent. Now, where this has been a frustration and an issue today is 9th District Congressman Andrew Clyde. He represents Northeast Georgia. Now, he lives in Jackson County. His county has been drawn out of his 9th District and into the 10th District. And again, as you said, you don't have to live in the district that you represent, but there's real frustration among Republicans from Northeast Georgia that this has happened to Congressman Clyde. So here are his options. He can hope for a last second change to be made to the proposed map as they move to the committee process. He could run in the new 9th district and not be a resident, or he can run in the new 10th congressional district, which is an open seat because Congressman Jody Heiss is running for Georgia Secretary of State. A lot of options he's got to consider, but absolute. You hear the frustration about Lucy McBath and Democrats, but I've got Republicans who are frustrated with what's going on with Andrew Clyde.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, because I think the assumption is that Democrats would be more upset in general because they feel they are not the party in power and they feel like they're being, quote unquote, drawn out of districts. But it's interesting to hear some Republican frustration as well. What else has been interesting to you as you've been down there? Because you've been down there for a while watching all of this go on.
Yeah, I've been here for every day of the redistricting process. And just, you know, you flip around the maps. And to me, the most interesting is this little corner of Southwest Cobb County. Well, not little. It includes Austell and Powder Springs. It's currently represented by Democrat David Scott. Under the proposed map, their new representative will be Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is an amazing, that's a real change in politics and personality for those residents. I mean, could you imagine being a resident who shows up maybe not till November and expecting to see David Scott and sees Marjorie Taylor Greene? There's going to be some people happy about that, some people not so happy about that.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, what's next in the process here?
So today we had our first round of hearings on these maps, one hearing by the House Redistricting Committee, one by the Senate Committee. We'll have more hearings tomorrow. Here's what I'm hearing. The Georgia State Senate is going to move a little quicker on these proposed maps. I've got some lawmakers tell me they think they'll be done, finished by Friday, and then the House maybe within a couple of days after that. We're going to be done by early next week with all of the special session. The State House map, the State Senate maps are done. And then it will be up to Governor Brian Kemp to sign all three of these maps for the election cycle next year.
And he's expected to sign them, you think, at this point?
I have not heard otherwise. Mm-hmm. At this point, the governor's office has stayed relatively quiet on this.
Sure. Well, thank you so much. Raul Bali is WABE's political reporter. He was reporting live from the state capitol. Raul, thank you for all the work you've done on this.
Thank you so much.
And the man accused of shooting and killing Ahmaud Arbery testified today that the 25-year-old black jogger attacked him and grabbed his shotgun. Travis McMichael's testimony in the Glynn County Courthouse lasted for more than 3 hours. He, his father Greg, and neighbor Roddy Bryan all face murder charges. All three white men armed themselves and chased Arbery in a pickup truck in February of 2020. And told police they suspected Arbery was a burglar. Here's the moment when defense attorneys asked Travis about confronting Arbery with a shotgun.
He had my gun. He struck me. It was obvious that he was attacking me, that if he would have got the shotgun from me, then it was this is a life or death situation. And I'm going to have to stop him from doing this. So I shot.
Did he stop when you shot?
He did not.
Prosecutors are set to cross-examine McMichael again tomorrow. A $20 million road construction project is set to begin soon in southwest Atlanta and will remake a 2-mile stretch of Cascade Road. City Council gave final approval to the plan in August, and a groundbreaking ceremony was held today. Outgoing Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says it's a project that's been discussed for 2 decades. Bottoms says she plans to stay involved even after she leaves office.
I'm going to be there demanding that we get everything that's owed to this community and more. And that means that we should have sidewalks, that we should have benches, that it should be as lovely as any area in this city.
And plans do call for sidewalks and crosswalks along Cascade with bus stops and bike lanes. That's it for The Brief. You can find more local news at WABE.org. Lily Oppenheimer produced today's program. Our editor is Kathleen Quillian. I'm Martha Dalton. Thanks for listening.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The Gold Dome Scramble podcast is now Plugged In, a WABE politics podcast. New name, same in-depth, on-the-ground reporting from us, WABE politics reporters Sam Greenglass and Raul Bali. We'll cover local, state, and national politics as we go beyond the headlines with journalists, voters, and politicians. New episodes drop Fridays starting April 26th. Listen and subscribe at WABE.org or your favorite podcast platform.